The question was asked, where do we get this concept of candlelighting time from? What's that all about? So we will try to address that in a broad sense. There is a rabbinic mitzvah to light candles in honor of Shabbos. Hashem wanted us to have light in our homes Friday night. It is part of the joy of Shabbos, part of the pleasure of Shabbos, that you can see what you're eating, see your spouse, not spend the time tripping over things, not get all annoyed at your wife because you're bumping into her and tripping over things in the house. So there will be more peace in the home, which is part of the atmosphere that the Torah wanted us to have for Shabbos. This idea of lighting lights in honor of Shabbos in the days up until Thomas Edison was about lighting candles. So that's what's called Hadlakos Neros. We perform this with the lights we have together with our candles, because most of our light is from the lights. The candles, they're honorable, you know, they're like when you go on an important date, so they light candles, right? So it became an idea of honoring Shabbos, whereas it used to be an idea of enjoying Shabbos. So there is this institution that possibly dates back to the days of Isaiah and maybe even Moshe Rabbeinu, that we light candles in honor of Shabbos, in order to enjoy Shabbos. We are prohibited from lighting candles on Shabbos. So biblically, I cannot light the candles when Shabbos sets in. I have to do it before Shabbos. The custom is, and that has evolved into the halacha, that when a woman lights candles, she accepts Shabbos with the lighting of the candles. When should she light candles? So she cannot light candles on Shabbos. How much before Shabbos must she light candles? So let's go back to the days before we had calendars. You'd look out your window and see the sun. The sun hasn't yet set. It's still Friday. So you're supposed to light candles before the sun set. How early? So the Gemara says, well, one of the rabbis told his wife, don't wait till the last minute. The next week, he comes and he sees her lighting candles about 2 hours before sunset. He said, I didn't mean that early. It's supposed to be just like in the days of the Jewish people in the desert, where they'd have a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud. And before the pillar of cloud would set, the pillar of fire would come up. And the pillar of cloud would come up before the sun set. So that means, as the late afternoon is setting in, and the sun is nearing its descent in the horizon, that's the time to light Shabbos candles. What time is that? So going back to Chazal's time, before we had calendars, that means the last hour before sunset, as you start seeing shadows. You know, the sun is approaching its sunset, so depends on where you are vis-a-vis the equator, that's the time for lighting candles. Halachically, any time from Plaga Mincha onward, one may light Shabbos candles. Now, the minimum time you have to light candles before Shabbos is somewhere about 9 minutes, because we have a biblical mitzvah to add onto the Shabbos. Meaning there's a biblical mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, that you shouldn't only keep Shabbos from the second of sunset, but you should add a few minutes onto Shabbos. How long should you add to the Shabbos? How many minutes should you add before Shabbos enters? There is no limit. Up to Plaga Mincha you could add. That's up to you. But the minimum is somewhere around 9 minutes. So, what did I say? Yes. Because you need some amount to hold on to. It can't be like a second. It's got to be something. So, what? Okay. Okay.
No? What about men who don't like candles at all?
No.
So what's the meaning of the 9 minutes?
Because you need a shear that's called a shear. You need something. 3 minutes is not enough to be called something.
What is 7 minutes?
That's based on the understanding of what the Gemara in Moed Katan calls Kolshu. The Gemara discusses what a Tosefes is, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Tosefes Dorais is Kolshu. And the question is, when the Gemara said Kolshu, what did the Gemara mean? So we have a rule that Kol Shu has different definitions in different scenarios. In the scenario of Tosefes Shabbos, the definition of Kol Shu is something that's an amount that's recognizable. 3-4 minutes is not recognizable. It's not 9 minutes or something. 3-4 minutes is not. No. It's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, where there's a stira in the tshuva, and this is how I understood from my rabbeim to understand the tshuva. And if you want, we could learn the tshuva one time. So, the custom in much of the world is that people light candles 18 minutes before sunset. We have to take into account that those 18 minutes are not really 18 minutes, because it's 18 minutes before the sunset on the calendar. And you understand that the calendar is not so accurate, because you could be living in higher elevation, lower elevation, with more fluid in there, less humidity in there. So let's say that the range of the sunset is 3-4 minutes from the time written on the calendar. So now you have to say it's 18 minus 4 really, so it's 14 minutes. It's 18 minutes on a calendar, on when we work with our accurate watches and everything, so that's the time they write. So that's the recommended candle lighting time. A person, if a man is lighting candles, he could say, I don't mean to accept Shabbos, I'm lighting the candles in honor of Shabbos, I'm not yet accepting Shabbos, and then he could still drive to shul. But after 9 minutes before Shabbos, he really shouldn't be doing anything, he should accept Shabbos upon himself. So here in Jerusalem, they have this custom where they light candles 40 minutes before Shabbos. Fine, it's more of a mitzvah, it's very nice, but technically, that's the framework. You have to light candles before Shabbos. It should be near the time of sunset, not less than 9 minutes before Shabbos, preferably 18 minutes before Shabbos. And those who can add to that, that's considered an act of piety.
It's a recommended time, basically.
Correct.
Before, you could do it after.
You could do it before, you should not do it after, because it's the custom that most of Israel accepted, to light candles 18 minutes before sunset. So a person really should not go past that time, if at all possible.
When a man accepts Shabbos, I know this sounds like a ridiculous question, because I wouldn't think so, but exactly when does the man, when he says Baruch Hu in Maariv?
So a person should really accept Shabbos whenever he's ready. Right after he daven Mincha, a person should say, I hereby accept Shabbos. Boi Shabbat Malkisa, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. He should say, I'm accepting Shabbos now. Because that way he gains that he has added more to the Shabbos. He has done more of that mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. You should say something, yes.
Right.
Like Boi Shabbat Malkisa. Or Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, or Welcome Shabbos. I hereby accept upon myself the Shabbos. You could say it in any language. You should say it.
When you're lighting candles,
you have to do that every Shabbos?
You usually do. You say it in the Lechad Dodi. You say it in the Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Only most shuls end up saying Lechad Dodi after sunset, and Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos after sunset. There was a big rabbi in Kochav Yaakov named Rav Rabinowitz, who was the rabbi of the Ashkenazi shul there, and he was very careful to try and make everything in the shul be exactly right according to halacha. And thanks to him, that's one of the only shuls I've ever seen that davens mincha very early and does their Kabbal Shabbos, a Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, when it could still be Tosefes Shabbos. That was a brilliant thing that he did.